Kirk Franklin is in the studio. What up, Kirk?
Good morning.
What up?
Hey, Kirk. How you doing, man?
There's only a few people I'm talking to this morning. you know, on my way here, you know, I was praying about it. And I said, God, yes, I need you to build a wall around all the dark comedians. All the real dark-skinned comedians. Let's build a wall around them. Like Trump want to build a wall.
Really? Donald Trump building walls and carrying on.
What's up, Jay? What's up, y'all? What's up, family?
Man, how you doing? What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to be here with y'all this morning.
He got new music.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
He got new music.
Oh. You know what?
He keeps new music.
You know, so funny, man, as we such family, to be honest, I forgot why I was here. I thought y'all just want to see me.
Well, we always want to see.
We always want to see. Whatever.
Because you come with the funny, man.
We appreciate it, man.
And the jokes are so easy.
We're not gonna do anything.
Yeah, whatever. Just, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Not
yeah,
man. Here. Yeah, not man.
Me and Pharrell, man. We did a remix together. You know. Yeah. You know, man. My thing is always like trying to keep people, you know, just having a conversation about God and their life and trying to find ways to reach the younger generation of people that may not listen to the music. And, you know, during a lot of the tragedies and chaos that was going on back in July, you know, it's like, you know, man, this may be a pretty good time.
So when did you do it, in July?
No. We did it earlier, but we just kind of was sitting on it, messing around. And then when everything happened, you know, with all the shootings and all the, you know, just the craziness back last month, it was like, you know what, man, this would be a really good time to try to do something to maybe, you know, just kind of have people feeling.
So when did you go in the studio and remix it?
May.
Okay.
May. And then when everything hit, you know, it's like, you know what, man, this would maybe be a really good time to try to, you know, do something.
Every month, everything hits, it seems.
You can't, need to do a remix every month.
You
got to remix a record every month right now. Yeah, you know, no, but you're totally right. These are some really trying times. And, you know, and I really hope and pray that the music can be a tool to really encourage people's lives.
So whose idea was it?
Well, you know what it was a DJ. There was a DJ that heard the original back in November. No, back in December. It's like, man, you know what? This song would really be dope if you had a remix to it, man. You know, you ought to do a remix. And so we started playing around with ideas. Pharrell and I have been friends for about 15 years, and we've been talking about getting together for
a long
time.
What about the DJ? Did you break him off a little something for the idea?
No. That nigga on money. He wasn't in the studio sweating.
It's just an idea.
You got it from a DJ.
Well, that means I got to go pay everybody in my life that said you need to do a record. Right?
Okay, you can start here.
No, man, I got to pay all of Fort Worth. But there have been times I felt like I did. You know, but so, you know, we kind of thought about who would really be good for it. And I reached out to him, and, you know, he was like, man, it's time for us to do something. And, you know, we talked about it, and he was doing The Voice at the time, so it took a minute. And as a matter of fact, I'm working with him on the music to the score for the new movie, Hidden Figures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
The movie with Taraji.
It's a brilliant movie. I saw y'all hugged up with Kanye.
I wasn't hugged up. Don't say hugged up.
That's a bit harsh.
Things you don't say to your boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I saw you hugged up.
What is Kanye like in person? I mean, when the cameras and
the musician,
he's a
musician.
Very kind guy. He's a very kind gentleman.
He doesn't go off. He's very passionate.
Well, no, you know, he's very passionate
Kanye.
About you know. He's very passionate about what he believes. You know, he came to my home a couple of years ago and had Thanksgiving with us. And that's how the relationship started. He came to Fort Worth.
We've never been invited to your home.
No, we ain't never.
Well,
Jay, I've been scared to feed you. I've been scared. I don't really know if I have enough to satisfy your palate. So I've been scared of that, you know. But yeah, so you know, man, I'm here. I forgot I had a new song. I didn't know. I thought y'all just liked me.
We do, Kirk.
The door is always open.
Thank
you.
The doors are open to the Red Velvet Cake Church.
I don't know about that church. Red Velvet shirt. Sound like some pimps and players in there.
Wow.
Red,
well, you wouldn't be far.
And you're down the hall at Erica's show.
Yeah, man.
I'll see Erica. Tell her. I think Erica's gonna be at that Sam's Club
this afternoon
wow. in Orlando.
Okay.
Sam's Club will never
It's time for the family reunion. You remember the family reunion?
Man, y'all showed me love.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I came last year, man.
Yeah.
Y'all showed me so much of that audience was incredible.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that concert, man. I didn't want to get off stage.
I know.
Thank you for always having me, man. You always let me come and do
well,
my
they're
music.
They're always hoping that you'll do something to. You know, give them to talk about after it's over.
Like what? Like what did I do last time?
No.
Last time was great, but there was a time. There was that time.
When I split my pants?
Yeah.
When I did the splits?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a memory.
That's a family reunion highlight.
That's a cold, windy memory.
Coming up next at the top of the hour. I'll play the remix, The Victory, featuring Pharrell Williams, Kirk Franklin.